You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
And we're listening to Mulgrew Miller, just catching up with, who's passed away in last spring. And of 2013, and we just heard one of his compositions from one of his CDs of, looks like had quite a few. He's on 400 records, it looks like, and on this one, Mulgrew Miller with Eddie Henderson on trumpet, flugelhorn, Kenny Garrett on alto and soprano saxes on this album. Joe Henderson, tenor saxophone, Steve Nelson, vibes, and Christian McBride, bass, and Louis Nash, drums, from 93, and we heard the title cut, Hand in Hand. Before that, we went back to the album by a couple of homeboys here, Donald Harrison, and with Christian Scott on trumpet, Donald Harrison, of course, on alto sax, Mulgrew Miller on piano, and Luke Curtis on bass, John Lampkin on drums, and we heard Twerk It, which was a composition by Donald Harrison. Before that, from the same album, we heard The Hookup, which was a Mulgrew Miller composition, and that's off of a really pretty great album, really, by Donald Harrison, and there's a lot of all these guys, I think all of them just about came out of the Jazz Messengers at some point. Christian Scott may be too young. Anyway, Mulgrew Miller played with a lot of people, and there's a quote here by Ted Pankin of Downbeat with the several interviews he'd done with Miller. Miller says that, "It's a funny thing about my career. Promoters won't hire my band, but they'll book me as a sideman and make that the selling point of the gig, and that boggles my mind." Some of the people that he played with was Duke Ellington under Mercer Ellington in the mid-70s, and Betty Carter in 1980, Woody Shaw from 81 to 83, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers from 83 to 86, Tony Williams, drummer, great drummer, 5 recordings, and Kenny Garrett on here, on we just heard Kenny Garrett, and then also with Freddie Hubbard and Joe Lovano, and he has 16 albums as a leader. So he's just going to be missed. I don't know. He just comes in, and he's always a piano player, and it's just like, you know, you hear him on the cut and just say his name, and, you know, oh, it's going to be a good session, you know. They got a good piano player. So, amazing. Anyway, we're going to change directions here and play something else. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
Thank you. The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side, Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
And we just heard a classic, Gateway, by Henry Threadgill, from Just the Facts and Pass the Bucket with John Besh on drums, Olu Dada on cornet, Craig Harris on trombone, Fred Hopkins on bass, Deidre Murray on cello, and Henry Threadgill on clarinet, flute, alto, and baritone sax. And this is from 83, and Henry Threadgill is part of the AACA up in Organization Advancement of Progressive Music, as we would call it, up in Chicago. You know, I'm not from the AA. And matter of fact, he's in the New York one, which is pretty interesting. But he started playing in Chicago, and you can hear with Mulhall Abrams and a lot of people of the AACM. And he's been a part of their New York branch for a while. Before that, we heard some solo Henry Kaiser, composer, guitarist, engineer, and producer on this one, from Wakewia and Other Improvisations for Guitar Solo. And we heard the tune, Sun Ra, Stockhausen, and Feldman Walk Into a Bar on Saturn. And, yeah, Threadgill's been around quite a long time with and was a vet in Vietnam and went back, and then he moved to New York, but he's been mostly composer and different, I guess, kind of an orchestrator and a composer of different kind of bands. This is his sextet with two T's. He also has one called Air, and his new one is called Very, Very Circus, which I guess he can look forward and backward, and he's got a few players quite in here, you know. And, you know, inspirations from Dolphy and Coleman, as well as Parker and Hodges and Coltrane and Rollins. He's all part of that, and played with Mulhall Richard Abrams and was an important mentor to him. And after his service, he went to St. Louis, where he spent his weekends still based in the service at Oliver Lake, Julius Hemphill, and another cooperative, the Black Artists Group. In 69, he went back to Chicago and joined up. So he's really, we don't get to play a lot of his music here, but we will. This is a great band, and there's just too much good jazz out there. There's only one way to finish this Passport to Modern Jazz session. We're going to hear some Sun Ra Orchestra. This is Space is a Place from 91 live at Bunny Lou's Blues Live from Friendly Galaxy. Oh yeah, and this is this orchestra is of course Marshall Allen, alto saxophone, flute, percussion, alto saxophone, percussion. Also Noel Scott, baritone sax, Charles Davis, bass John R, and I love that vamp, that bass.
Get ready to blast in.
Oh,
get ready to blast off. We're going to outer space. Outer space. Outer space.
James Jackson. Bassoon, flute, and drums. Also Buster Smith on drums. Also Clifford Barbaro on drums and percussion. Bruce Edwards on that electric guitar. Love that vamp right there. Flugelhorn, Jonathan Collins. Piano synthesizer, the Sonny Ra, Sun Ra. Surdo Elson dos Santos Nascimento, tenor sax, clarinet, vocals. Of course, John Gilmore, trombone, Tyrone Hill, trumpet, vocals, Ahmed Abdullah. Michael Ray, vocals. We're listening to June Tyson with Mr. TC3. This is Passport to Modern Jazz. Next time, we hear every Tuesday. We got a repeat on Mondays. Right here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, going out with some Sun Ra and his orchestra. Catch you next time. I'm DeJama Gagne.
Come on, take a trip to Saturn.
Saturn.
Come on, take a trip.
Gonna take a trip
to Saturn.